The pressure is building for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to step down. The majority of state lawmakers are now calling for his ouster, and the state assembly has announced it's opening an impeachment inquiry into Cuomo's behavior in light of multiple sexual misconduct allegations against him. Cuomo addressed the allegations at a press conference within the last hour, saying he will not resign.
Women have a right to come forward and be heard, and I encourage that fully. But I also want to be clear. There is still a question of the truth. I did not do what has been alleged.
Joining us for more on this fallout is John Campbell. He's an Albany reporter for the USA Today Network. John, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. So Governor Cuomo has denied wrongdoing. But tell us more about this impeachment inquiry. What can we expect?
So we saw the state assembly launch what they're calling an impeachment investigation. And essentially, they're giving the Assembly Judiciary Committee the power to investigate Governor Cuomo with subpoena power, which is very, very important because now they can compel witnesses to testify. They can compel the production of documents. And really what this is the culmination of several weeks of brewing scandals that have really boiled over the top in Albany. One is about nursing homes with the collection of nursing home data and the release of nursing home data during COVID-19. The state underrepresented how many people had died of COVID-19 in nursing homes by omitting those who had died in hospitals. And then we've also seen allegations of sexual harassment or misconduct in some form. And the assembly inquiry apparently is going to look at all of that. It is happening at the same time as there's an attorney general's investigation, which is civil in nature, but that is looking specifically at the sexual harassment and misconduct claims.
How are these investigations and calls for Cuomo to resign impacting his ability to govern? It's budget season in New York, correct?
Absolutely. It comes at the most important time in the state government calendar, and that is when they negotiate a new state budget. And traditionally, that happens with the governor, the leader of the Senate, and the leader of the Assembly. But now you have a situation where the leader of the Senate, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, a fellow Democrat, has called for his resignation. And you have a situation where the Assembly Speaker, Carl Hastie, has authorized this investigation. And they're all supposed to come together somehow and negotiate a $192 billion spending plan that not only is financial in nature, but in New York, all sorts of policy issues get thrown in there. And one that people were watching this year was the legalization of marijuana. But now that's all thrown into doubt as, you know, as there are serious questions about whether the governor can negotiate with the legislature.
Hmm. Cuomo has survived several scandals in the past. What are some examples and how do you think he was able to overcome those?
Well, the biggest one had to do with his top aide and his close friend, somebody who's referred to as a brother in the past, and that is a guy by the name of Joe Prococo. And he was accused and convicted of taking essentially $315,000 worth of bribes from companies with business before the state who were donors to Andrew Cuomo's campaign. And that one never quite stuck to Andrew Cuomo because there was never quite evidence that showed that he was aware of it, whether he authorized anything like that. He was never charged in that. He was investigated for his closure of what's known as the Moreland Commission in 2014 and 15, which was a panel that he created to investigate public corruption in New York. But then he abruptly shut it down as part of state budget negotiations. But those were scandals that never rose to the public consciousness like this, in part because Andrew Cuomo became a political celebrity throughout COVID-19
right.
with his briefings.
Right. Well, I've been wondering, you've been reflecting on the differences in how Governor Cuomo presents himself on the national stage versus how the state views him. You've been covering him locally from Albany for a decade now. What contrasts stand out to you?
Well, I mean, really, the big difference now is the level of attention that he's receiving, right? Like there are a lot of stories and questions now about a hostile workplace environment, but those stories and questions have been out there for a decade, really. I mean, it has been well known that he is, to put it politely, hard charging. He's very aggressive, even with members of his staff. But, you know, there's also the Me Too aspect to this can't be underplayed, because a lot of the interactions that women had with the governor have taken a lot of time to process. And so when you're hearing these women who worked for him who, you know, say he called her sweetheart, or, you know, put his hand on her lower back, or cupped their face with his hands and kissed her cheek, those are interactions that took time for these women to process. And it's also, you know, in this new realm of consciousness about those kind of allegedly harassing incidents and what damage they can do to the women who experience them.
Do you think he'll be able to get past this current scandal?
It's going to be very difficult for him. He's made very clear to this point, when we're speaking, that he does not intend to resign based on allegations alone. His point has been, let's wait for the investigation. Now there's two investigations, and he is trying to get any supporters he can muster to back that position, to wait for the allegation, for the investigation to finish. And really, that would just buy him some time. You know, the calculation changes if there's some sort of blockbuster revelation, another blockbuster revelation, I should say. You know, every article that comes out pushes more and more lawmakers towards supporting impeachment or calls for his resignation. And, you know, there's a question about what point does the heat become too much for him.
That's John Campbell. He's an Albany reporter for the USA Today Network. John, thank you so much for this update.
Thank you for having me.